So fall is here. It really feels like it anyways. And it's just an interesting time of year. You know, we decorate with pumpkins and all these really interesting plants that just grow out of the ground. I had a friend of mine give me a watermelon recently, and it got me thinking about how crazy it is that watermelons exist. This fruit that grows out of the ground, that spends all its time and effort just to make itself pleasing to some big old animal to come eat it up. And that, you know, it propagates the system that allows that plant to continue on in a different location to increase its biodiversity and to push the envelope of its existence further down the line. I don't know, it just got me thinking about a verse in the Bible in Romans 1, I think it's 1:20. It says, ever since the world was created, people have seen the earth and the sky, and through everything God has made, they can clearly see his invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature, so they have no excuse for not knowing God. I mean, sometimes I think about cows, like the fact that cattle exist. And I understand that, you know, people have crossbred these things. People have made watermelons what they are. But the fact that all those tools exist in nature for your existence, that there's fruit out there that are just trying their best to make themselves pleasing to you, so that you will continue to propagate them into the world. I think it's a fine example of kind of what our existence is supposed to be like. Those fruits exist for a purpose, and I think we exist for a purpose too. And I think maybe that purpose is to try to make ourselves the best and most attractive fruit to God, so that he will want to take part in us and then to propagate us, to grow us out and make our humanity spread and grow into further reaches, to push that envelope of existence and just make the world a little better place. I don't know. But it's a good time of year, and watermelon, pumpkin, it's just awesome blessings that are just around all the time. Kind of makes you think about it. Take your time, stop and smell the flowers, stop and eat yourself pumpkin pie, enjoy yourself a watermelon, the fruit of the earth. There's not much better than that exists in this world. And what could be better or a more grander purpose than to want to grow into something, want to be develop into something that is attractive, and for our own lives to be cultivated, to want to be something that is replanted and harvested, something that is pleasing to God. I think that is in part our purpose of existence, and to accept that and to pursue it is the most gratifying thing you can experience. Well, go out there and enjoy it and have a good one. Bye.